For years, through many sessions of Congress, policymakers, researchers, environmentalists and energy companies have debated the merits of instituting a carbon tax across the U.S. economy. Such a tax, which would assign a fee to carbon dioxide emissions because of their detrimental impact on the atmosphere and contributions to climate change, has long appealed to a diverse mix of people of varying political ideologies, from groups on both the political left and right. This unusual appeal across party lines, of course, with many exceptions, mostly stems from the relative simplicity, in principle, of a uniform tax, in contrast to the more administratively complicated policy of lowering emissions by putting caps on the amount of carbon dioxide that can be released. Some conservative economists, for example, are attracted to it because it does not necessarily require Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, involvement and could be used to offset and lower personal and corporate income taxes, possibly facilitating border tax reform. This issue of how revenue is used can divide even liberal groups, who generally support action on climate change.